Well, I want to bring in a guest this morning. Ken Mormon joins us here this morning, so that means it must be something going on with the library.
You bet. It's that time of year.
How are you?
Really good. It's starting the work week. Back to me.
It is
Although
Monday.
We started on Saturday setting up tables and stuff like that, but I and a crew of about 35 people will work on a semi-annual book sale at the library starting Wednesday morning. I've got some fantastic helpers, and I couldn't begin to do it without them because they know what to do. A lot of them come back time and time again to help me out. The book sale covers just about everything that you could cover. I looked at the signs yesterday and Saturday, and you know, there isn't much you can't find out about by going to your library and reading a book.
That's true. It's always been true.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library helping to coordinate this book sale. I know you just came off a Shred event just a few weeks ago. Did you have good turnout for that?
We had a fantastic turnout. We had 115 cars go through, and some of them were loaded down and weighted down. Some of them were just a sheet of paper. But the Boy Scouts also had a really good day. They got $500-$600 of cash and a huge amount of cans and stuff like that for the food pantry. It was a good restocking day for the food pantry too.
Oh, good. Good to see good support there for the opportunity.
Bet.
Well, let's talk book sale now this week. It's coming up, of course, this week, and it culminates on Saturday with the bag sale. But before we ever get to that part of it, it's kind of the usual run through. Have you had good donations this year?
The donations are all over the place.
Are they?
We go in, of course, I don't get to see the donations until I go in on Saturday and start setting up the room. But people bring in a huge number of boxes and sacks of books. And the library goes through them, kind of looks them through and see if there's anything that they could add to their stacks. And then later on, we get the books. I'll have a crew there today of probably 10 to 12. And we spend all day putting these books out to the different areas. We have hardback books and paperback books, and then we have all different things for health and bibliographies and Iowa and military and music and everything. And we try to get it out so people can find it. Yep. Most people come in and just want to look. But some people come in and say, I'd like a book. I want to look at the a certain type of book. Mm-hmm. And we've got it ready for them.
Is there any certain category, certain type that tends to be most popular?
Well, the hardback books and paperback books go really good. We have a lot of cookbooks. Sometimes we have cookbooks coming out our ears. It kind of goes up and down. Those are the three biggest areas probably, but there's stuff all over the place. It really is. It's fun to work it. I'm not a reader. That's why they have me in the charge of the book, so I won't spend all my time reading them. But I'm amazed at what all you can find out. We always have a big section of coffee table books, and that's fun. I've got a small selection of really, really old 1800 type books from a library, the Meredith family in town of way, way, way long ago. Left some in the house that they left in as they moved out, and they've just been sitting there for probably 80-90 years. They're really old. I haven't got into them to see what type of books they are yet, but we call that golden oldies. We sell them for a dollar too. It's just like everything. All the big books are everything are a dollar. Then paperbacks are 50 cents, and children's books are 25 cents. And children's books, we always have a bundle of those.
Sounds like any other sale you might attend, you look around hard enough, you might find a few golden oldies. You might find a few real treasures in there.
Yeah. We have the golden oldies all in one place, so you don't have to look real hard.
All categorized nice and easy. How does that process work for folks who come there? Is it just a typical shopping day?
Yeah, Wednesday morning they'll be lined up. I get there at 9 o'clock, and the library opens up at 9:00. They don't open up any earlier than they have to, and that's fine. And we get in there, and we ask the people to wait just a little bit while we get the lights turned on and the moss off the stacks and stuff like that. It's we'll be really busy on Wednesday. Thursday's kind of a slow day, so if you'd like to come in and just look around, Thursday's a good day. Friday is another busy day. People want to get it before we give up on it. And then Saturday is our bag sale is really kind of growing. We invite people to come back and bring one of the reusable grocery bags. And we have them there if they don't have one. And they can fill that for $5. And most people get their money's worth out of that. Some people that put in 4 books in there and they still pay $5. It's fun to be there to help the people out. I see the same people every year. Most people come in and say, well, we're here again, you know, this type of thing. So we look forward to it. We really do.
Now, some folks might be listening and hearing, oh, book sale. Oh, great. Well, I've got some books I don't need anymore. I can donate them. It's too late now to donate to this book sale.
Really is. If it's a small bag, we'll still take them. But if you've got any amount, we can't work them. I don't have the help. I have just one or two people there. And bringing in books now is an encumbrance for us. But I've got people that bring in, I got 6 books here. Yeah, we'll take them, you know. We're not out to make any enemies.
Otherwise, you're collecting books all year long.
No? It's the last month before the sale.
Okay.
So now, like, our sale is in October, around the 20th, somewhere right in that middle week there.
Okay.
And so you can start about September 1st, and you can bring books in. And how that works out is that the library gets those books. The librarians go down and look through the books kind of casually to see if there's anything that they could put up and use up on the shelves. And sometimes they replace some worn books with them. Generally, we just have a lot of books to go through. Another big source of our books is that the library, through their system, purges a bunch of books every year. They turn their books over and get new ones. And some of them, I think they just have a general timetable. I haven't gotten into this real scientifically, but it's just some of its books are worn out and stuff like that. But generally, their books are in good shape and very readable yet.
Very good. Yeah, if you took them all year long, then you'd run into another problem, storage.
And that's really kind of a problem now. If you came down, we've got one corner of the sales room, the display room, that is probably 4 foot high by 10 by 10 that's full of books.
Hmm.
And that's not our storage closet.
Yeah. So when folks come into those library doors,
turn to the left.
Turn left, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
All right, very
good.
We take
money, and we'll take the checks, but we can't take the credit cards.
Yep, and again, this starts on Wednesday.
Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, 9 to 6 every day. Saturday, it's 9 to 2.
9 to 2 on Saturday, 9 to 6 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So plenty of opportunity.
There's something else.
Yes.
We need help, kind of like everywhere else, I'm sure. But we need a person that wants to volunteer for 3 hours and really help us out. I'd love to have some extra help. We have some people that do it 2 and 3 times this week, and I'd like to get them relieved up so that we could have new faces in there all the time. It's not hard. It's just standing around answering questions. We don't have to go look for a book or anything like that. We try to hand them a sack so that they can have a sack rather than carry them in their hands. And somebody would just like, I don't care, man, woman, not a child. But everything else, just we needed volunteers. And it's a fun job. You get to meet all your neighbors and friends, and we see the same people all the time.
Can they just stop down during the book sale and say, hey, I wouldn't mind helping out a little?
We would, yeah, we would. I've really got this one pretty well set up.
Okay.
Thank goodness to my my officers. They do a good job. But it was tough for them. They had to pull in some people two or three times. And I don't like to do that because that's wearing out your volunteers. You know?
Yeah. They could put their name on the list for future events.
I'll take care of that. You betcha. Right. Name, address, and phone number, and we got you taken care of.
Perfect. All right. Again, that book sale coming up at the Atlantic Public Library. That's this week. It's Wednesday through Saturday. 9 to 6, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And would you say 9 to 2 Saturday. 9 to 2 on Saturday for the bag sale. So check it out and see if that's something you might be able to take advantage of for yourself, but also help out the cause, too.
Thank you, Jim.
You betcha. Very good.